T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The player is running back Nate Binkowitz, who found out just last week he had leukemia. To show their support for Nate, the entire Livonia Franklin team is wearing his number 28 on the back of all of their helmets for the remainder of the season. Here's his father, Bill Binkowitz.
It's been overwhelming, to say the least, and we feel it. The love and support from this community has just been, it's been amazing.
What's the prognosis at this point for Nate?
Right now he's doing chemo. He's got a rare form of leukemia called MPAL, which is mixed phenotype acute leukemia. So they're doing some chemo right now, and we're hoping for a complete remission. And then the second goal would be an outright cure. And in order to do that, we're going to need a bone marrow transplant.
If anybody wanted to get involved, if anybody wanted to possibly be a bone marrow donor, how could they do that?
The best way to do that is go to www.bethematch.org, and I believe it's free. You can sign up if you're willing to be a donor, and they'll send you a swab for your cheek, and you send it back in.
His number 28 was put on the helmets for the kids at Livonia Franklin. Does he know about that?
He knows about it.
Okay, yeah. How surprised was he? How pleased was he about that?
He was blown away. He thought it was, I think he tweeted out that this is one of the coolest things that they could do for him. And he's super proud to be part of Franklin organization.
Head coach Chris Kelbert and the Patriots, who are a perfect 6-0 this year, have dedicated the season to Nate.
When we found out that he being tested and treated for the possibility of having leukemia, we were trying to figure out something we could do for the family, something to do for him without bombarding them with, visits and calls and stuff like that. So we just thought the best way to, show our support was to put his number on our helmets, and just so that they know that we were, thinking of them and just supporting them in his fight against this cancer.
Coach, what was Nate like as a player that you coach? What was he like as a teammate? And just basically, what was he like in the locker room with the guys?
He was undersized. He was a running back for us, and he was just tough. He was a tough, gritty runner. Wasn't super fast, but he was a very productive running back for us, and that was, I think, due to his toughness, due to his, hard work. So that's the way he was, and so this is, I think he's going to do the same thing fighting this cancer.
What does this say about your team that they were able to rally around Nate like they have, and just basically the character of your team to be able to support Nate in his fight against leukemia?
It kind of, I don't know if it's specifically for Nate, but, just the kind of the traits that he had as being a hardworking kid who, even if, odds were against him, he was going to fight no matter what. And I think that kind of encapsulates our program and what we're about, even before Nate got sick. But I think it just kind of, him being a model of that, and kind of the same thing he's going to go through is, that's what we're all about.
Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.